Hollywood has certainly been cranking out a steady stream of summer action films, with more to come. As a change, this week, Julia Roberts returns to the big screen in a romantic comedy called My Best Friend's Wedding. Our film critic John Powers has a review.
In the old days, studios used to exercise complete control over their stars. They told them how to behave in public, covered up their peccadillos, and most important, decided what roles they would play. These days, the stars have the power, and frankly, many of them don't have a clue about how to nurture a career. Take Julia Roberts. 7 years ago, Pretty Woman launched her as the great natural comedian of her generation, beautiful, high-spirited, and blessed with an infectious, whooping laugh. And what did Roberts do with her sudden success? She stopped doing comedy and tried to become serious, boo-hooing her way through picture after picture, and reaching rock bottom as Irish country girls in Mary Riley and Michael Collins, two period dramas that seem designed to prove that she can't do a brogue. Happily, Roberts is back on form in My Best Friend's Wedding. She stars as a food critic named Jules, who has a deal with her best friend Michael, a sports writer played by Dermot Mulroney. If neither is married by their 28th birthday, they'll marry each other. They're about to turn 28 when Michael calls to say that he's getting married. The panicky Jewel suddenly realizes that she wants Michael for herself and jets off to Chicago to deep-six the wedding. But there are a couple of problems. Michael's fiancée, Kimmy, played by Cameron Diaz, is genuinely likable. Even worse, Michael clearly loves her. Still, this doesn't stop Jules from trotting out all sorts of harebrained shenanigans, even fobbing off her gay friend George, played by Rupert Everett, as her own fiancé. Naturally, the stolid Michael is taken aback.
Something
wrong. Well, I guess it's just the way that you always talked about George. It always seemed like, it sounded like George was gay. Actually, yes.
Exactly. Common misconception.
It is, because George likes to pretend that he's gay.
Why would you do that?
Oh, I find it attracts women.
Indeed, yes. Worked for me. Big time.
The movie was directed by P.J. Hogan, the Australian whose first film, Muriel's Wedding, started off as a breezy, broad comedy laced with ABBA songs, then turned doleful. The same thing happens here. My Best Friend's Wedding opens with Jules veering between her exuberant schemes to pry Michael loose from his fiancé and her equally flamboyant despair when the innocent Kimmy unwittingly thwarts her at each turn. This is enjoyable stuff. Roberts and Diaz are both terrific. But just when the comedy should become faster and funnier, Ron Bass's script turns inexplicably moralistic. One of Jules' plans backfires in a nasty way, and she spends most of the rest of the movie being punished for her selfishness in trying to steal Michael back. We often hear that movies are more cynical than they used to be. But are they? 50 years ago, His Girl Friday could take a similar plot. An editor played by Cary Grant tries to stop the impending marriage of his ex-wife and play it strictly as farce. The movie's pleasure lay in Grant's merry amorality, as he did whatever it took to prevent his star reporter, Roz Russell, from marrying Ralph Bellamy. His unscrupulousness was the joke. These days, Hollywood is terrified that the audiences will be turned off by any comedy whose major character isn't likable and nice. And so Jules, the career woman, must spend the second half of the movie sobbing and feeling guilty to prove she's really a good person. But the audience doesn't want goodness from a comedy. It wants to laugh. Which is why the movie's dominated by Rupert Everett, a crack farceur whose George is the apotheosis of that current movie cliché, the heroine's gay friend. Because he's homosexual, and therefore an outsider, George is allowed a wicked sophistication. Not only is he more worldly about love than everyone else, he's also sardonic and playful. Next to the scene-stealing George, the straight, unimaginative Michael is about as charismatic as a stalk of celery. Although the filmmakers clearly didn't intend this, My Best Friend's Wedding is the first movie in Hollywood history where the audience starts thinking, wouldn't it be great if the heroine could wind up with the gay guy?
Joan Powers is film critic for Vogue.